Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome to Willkommen, the official companion podcast to the spring 2023 production of Cabaret at the University of Kansas, running April 20th through April 30th at Stage 2 in the Craft and Pryor Theater in Murphy Hall. My name is Jonah Green. I am the associate director and dramaturg for the production, and I am also the host of this podcast. Before we start with this episode, I want to note that the first episode of this podcast provides a spoiler-free plot summary of Cabaret, as well as an overview of the musical's production history from its original Broadway premiere in 1966 to the film in 1972 all the way to today. And it also highlights the big themes you'll encounter when seeing the University of Kansas production. I recommend you check out that first episode if you haven't yet. But today, I am beyond excited to welcome a very special guest to the podcast. She is a sophomore undergraduate student at the University of Kansas, originally from Houston, Texas, double majoring in theater performance and behavioral neuroscience. You might have seen her on the KU stage before as the dance captain in Head Over Heels. And, most importantly, she is starring as the iconic Sally Bowles in the KU production of Cabaret, our very own toast of Mayfair, Catherine Leverins. Hello, darling, and welcome to the podcast.
What an introduction. Hello, Jonah. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
It's so nice to have you here today, Catherine. I can't wait to chat about the one and only Sally Bowles, the iconic Sally Bowles, an incredible and wild character. But before we get into that, I read a little bit of a bio, but can you tell us a little bit more about who you are, your background in acting and theater, what led you to KU and everything you've done in the department since you've been here?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, I'm from Houston. I took the dancer to theater pipeline, but I took it a lot earlier than most people, just being 8 years old and being like, okay, yeah, so dance is not my thing. And so my mom put me into musical theater kind of going into third grade. And so it was my thing, you know, everyone else did sports. My sister played volleyball, but I was in the theater. And so that was really fun, kind of always grew up doing theater. But when I was looking for schools, I was looking for something that kind of fit my neuroscience degree. And that's kind of where I fell with KU. And then as I was looking into the process here, looking into the musical, everything like that, I wasn't even a declared theater major at all when I auditioned for Head Over Heels. And then kind of after that, after I got into there, I started taking some acting classes in the department and then was why not? You know, so that's kind of where I started to get plugged in with the university. But it's been everything I've wanted and more. So really awesome.
That's so good to hear. We're so thrilled you're a theater performance major now and with us. Yes. Okay, let's get into it and talk about Sally Bowles.
I'm so excited.
She's such an interesting character, right? There's a lot to talk about with her. Let's just start with the broadest stroke and with the general approach. In your own words, in your own mind, from your perspective, how you're approaching the character, who is Sally Bowles?
That's very broad. I like to joke and call Sally Bowles my Thanksgiving meal because at first you're like, wow, look at all of this food. And then you get a piece of everything and then it makes your stomach hurt and then you get really sick and upset and then you kind of throw up and you feel a lot better. In that way, Sally has really kind of been exposed to me because when I first read the script and I got some time to really analyze it by myself, I was like, oh, Sally's the ingenue. She, you know, is this perfect heroine girl with this huge character arc and yada, 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 you know. But then it became very apparent very quickly that Sally is in no way an ingenue. I think either Ryan McCall or Jenna Link dubbed the anti-ingenue name for her. And I really like that because I think Sally just really tells the story that no one likes to hear. And it's just the story of this absolute negligence towards some of the most important things that happen around you. You know, the story takes place right before World War II. I'm sure you have told our audience lots about that. But Sally really is that person that the writers want you to be angry with because she is the one who probably could do something, but she works in this third-rate club and she has no interest in politics or anything that should interest her. And so I think Sally's a really good depiction of society in a way. just because she does show everything you're not really supposed to do, if that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And it's a great, a really eloquent way to put it together. I mean, this is why Sally is such an interesting person, because she kind of has that ingenue feel, as you said, but then she also makes a lot of questionable decisions, and never quite as, while it like kind of starts with the ingenue character arc, it goes in all sorts of directions. And certainly, of course, maybe we don't want to completely spoil, but an interesting ending choice for Sally. In your mind, is Sally a good person?
See, that's something I've battled for a long time. And it's something that even like as I do play Sally and explore who she is something that she battles too. Because I believe that Sally believes she's good. You know, I think in her eyes, she is doing the right thing, you know, especially like in Cabaret, for example, the song Cabaret. I think the things that she says, she truly believes, you know, like there's no point in, I don't know if this spoils anything, but there's no point in, you know, like waiting around and like waiting for bad things to happen. Like there's so much fun, so much joy to have in life. And I think that she thinks her mindset's correct. But I think from the external perspective, you know, people that interact with her, they think she's crazy. You know, I wouldn't really dub good versus bad on Sally, because I don't know if like anyone, like, I mean, there are bad people in the show, but I don't know if Sally fits those two qualifications. But I think in her eyes, she's doing the right thing. And then in everyone else's eyes, and especially the audience's eyes, she's not, which makes it hard to play her, because I love to be able to like really bond with like the character I play and be like, yes, there's parts of me and her, there's parts of her and me, we're awesome. But I get really mad at what she does all the time. You know, everything that she said, or not everything, but a lot of the things that she says anger me, because I would never say that. And it's really finding that like niche perspective that she has and being able to like really expand on that and portray it.
Yeah, again, beautifully said. You know, it always strikes me with Sally that, of course, you don't always love the decisions she makes. And you can maybe argue that she makes bad decisions sometimes. But yeah, the good person, bad person thing is, it's maybe, even though I asked the question, maybe I'm going to go ahead and say, I have a problem with the question.
Wow.
Maybe itself. Yeah, there we go.
That's big of you.
And I think you definitely could argue that Sally does the best that she can with the cards that she's dealt with. And, you know, she's in a precarious position trying to make a living and trying to have a career and all of that. So lots of interesting stuff. She also, of course, reveals a lot to Cliff and opens up Cliff's world in a really special way. And I think that's a really positive thing for Sally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, part of what you're talking about with Sally is like this central, like, is she good? Is she bad? We get angry at her, but we're also totally enchanted by her. And I think part of that is the fact that there have been a million very famous versions of Sally Bowles, the original 1966 version, of course, but then Liza Minnelli in the film, who won an Oscar for her performance, Natasha Richardson in the 98 revival. She's been played by Emma Stone. She's been played by Sienna Miller. She's been played by Michelle Williams, so lots of movie stars. I'm curious, as you were preparing for this role, what was it like to kind of stay aware of all those previous versions of Sally Bowles, but also say, you know, I'm Catherine Leverance and I have to make this my version of this performance?
Right. Well, to be honest, it's very intimidating. You know, I didn't allow myself to watch anything though, which is something that's been really helpful for me. I honestly, to this day, I've never seen the Cabaret film, which shocks the nation. But I've never seen Cabaret, and that's just something that I, especially with this role, am thankful that I never did. Just because I think, yes, there is a certain way that Sally is, but that doesn't mean that every person playing her should be the exact same. And I don't think it ever should be. And especially like in those couple, I've heard them. I've never seen them, but I've heard the way that they have sung it, speak it, things like that. And it's been very fun finding things that I do and then listening back and being like, oh, they don't do that. Oh, they don't sing it like that. They don't speak it like that. This is so cool. And I think it's fun making those little discoveries. I understand that, like, you know, there might be a crossover here and there and it's never intentional, but it's definitely very intimidating being able to play a role like that. But it's also such a big honor to be able to, just in the way that I can be like, oh, you know, the show with Liza Minnelli in it. Like, I'm Liza Minnelli. And they're like, ah, that's awesome. So it's really cool to be able to have something in common with these huge, huge inspirations, huge names, things like that. But also being given the opportunity to like make my own spin on it. Like Sally has these sad moments that we can all recognize, but I think it's really cool to be able to be sad in my own Sally's way.
Absolutely. Look, this is what I always say, that you're Catherine. And so if you try to do your Liza Minnelli impression, you're never going to do it as well as Liza Minnelli. But Liza Minnelli can't play Sally like you, Catherine, can. And that's a really special thing. You can't separate the you from the performance. Since you didn't watch the film, you didn't watch other versions of it. So tell us, what did you do to prepare for this role? Did you read anything? Were you immersed in a certain kind of music or anything?
Absolutely. So my process kind of changes throughout the courses of shows that I've done before. And so before like anything happens, I kind of am a very research nerd, because you would get that, Jonah. You get that totally.
Yeah, I get it.
But so I started very much so like looking into the time and place. There was like this great Netflix documentary called Hitler's Inner Circle. It was really cool to be able to figure out where we were, because what was hard is that the cabaret that we're playing is 1929, 1930. And, you know, that's still very much in the early sprinkle in of Nazi control and things like that, which honestly, like, I didn't know that until I was getting into this. And so that was really helpful, putting me in time and place, putting like those themes already quickly in. And then I read Christopher Isherwood's book, Goodbye to Berlin, which is a strong lead way into cabaret, which I didn't even know until I read it. But basically, like, Christopher Isherwood and Gene Ross are the two that have created Sally Bowles and Cliff. I'm not a book reader. I wish I was, but I'm no book reader. But when I tell you that this book had me fully captivated just because of all the similarities I had seen in it, it was really, really cool. And so I immediately like would read, and then I would put in quotes and put in notes in my laptop like a huge nerd, you know, making all these discoveries about everything they had in common. And then I had finally gotten to my script, and I've gone through two scripts already. Like, I didn't touch the one that they gave us, because I knew that when I have a script, it just gets absolutely destroyed. And so I, like, my first script, it's ripped and it's highlighted and penned and it's disgusting. And so then I moved on to my second script, where I actually started learning things in it and actually taking notes and everything. And then we finally have our professional script, which I have to give back and whatever, whatever. But I love diving into the text first, because I feel like there's so much information that you don't know just by reading the entire script. I'm one of those firm believers that like every word in a script has a purpose, and it's figuring out what that purpose is, you know, but usually scripts are really obvious in what they mean. You know, sometimes they're not, you know, songs are a whole different story, but the script very much tells you a lot of like who the character is and what they're about. And so then after getting out of the research component, moving into like script analysis and figuring out what Sally was on paper before kind of creating her into this 3D gal.
Yeah, I love how you said it. I mean, I think especially with this script, Joe Masteroff and Kander and Ebb, there's so much information they're communicating to us through the words that they're giving us and the kinds of music that they're giving us and the instrumentation and the tempo and the lyrics and the poetry and everything. And that's the fun of making theater, is figuring out that puzzle.
Absolutely. It's crazy how much stuff throughout the show gets repeated. Like, not necessarily like words, but themes and music. I feel like I figure out something new every single time I like see a run through or we read through it. I'm like, oh, that was talked about earlier in the show, or interesting. All these connections. It's just like such a crazy piece of work.
Yeah, and that's why you should see it multiple times, audience members. There you go. You'll find something new each time. Catherine, can you talk to me about this particular cast, this particular production? In your mind, what do you think makes this version of Cabaret, I don't know, special, unique, maybe potentially different from other versions of Cabaret? What do we bring to the table?
I think there is just, I mean, I think anyone would say there's a great source of authenticity, but I really truly believe that the way we have been given this show and given almost the privilege of being able to run with it in the directions that we want is what makes this show truly incredible. You know, I've been very challenged in the rehearsal process, and I can admit that fully, just in the sense of being given the freedom to find what Sally wants to do in this room and what Cliff wants to do in this room, and nothing set concrete until, you know, it's time to. And I think we have been given like such an amazing freedom throughout the process to let the show basically almost like present itself to us instead of us trying to force the show to be something. And I think we've taken a lot of the songs and a lot of the scenes different routes than what you usually imagine them to be. And I think that's so sick, just because it makes the show like so fun. And especially how like everyone in the cast, this might be spoiler alert, a lot of people in the cast are sitting on the stage as other things go on. And that's so cool in and of itself. You know, I could never do it. I could never sit on the stage that long, but other people can, and that's what makes them amazing. But I just think, you know, being able to be given all of this freedom and opportunity to take the show in the ways that we never thought we could is probably the thing I feel so luckiest about with this role.
That's lovely to hear, and I completely agree. We have an amazing ensemble. You've been teasing at it throughout the entire conversation, but I think a perfect way to end is to ask you the big question about what is cabaret about to you? And then, of course, just personally, professionally, all of that, what does it mean to you to be playing this role, Sally Bowles, in this production?
Cabaret, above everything else that it could be, is a wake up. I think it's a very brutal, very gut-wrenching wake up to everybody and everything that gets the joy of hearing and listening to it. You know, I think it's very applicable not only to when they wrote it, but any time that people have felt called to be in it and to present it. I think cabaret takes you into this scary, but the way that it happened, dystopian circumstance, and presents almost every single character you could possibly encounter in such a circumstance. And it's very much shocking to watch because it's something that people have lived through and things that people have experienced. And at the beginning of this process, we had a really large talk on why we're deciding to do cabaret. Why are we feeling the need to put on such a show as this? And we really talked about feeling as if it was time and it was something that our society needed, especially, you know, with all the really scary, really hateful things that go around still to this day. You know, cabaret is still applicable as it ever was. And it's something that's definitely touched my heart, being able to be in it. And, you know, having the opportunity to be able to touch other people's hearts is beyond an honor. And being able to be in cabaret, being able to play Sally Bowles, it's an opportunity unlike any other. A lot of the times I'm like, are you guys sure? Like, you know, why me? Why everything like this? But, you know, I have without a doubt that like this has just been one of the greatest things to ever happen to me. And I'm just so lucky to be with this cast and this crew to put on such a gut-wrenching show. We're going to make you cry. We're going to make you scream. We're going to make you happy. And I think that's just all the ups and downs of life and just even more the reason anyone should come see it.
That was really lovely, Catherine. Perfect summary of what this show is. And let me just say, you've been absolutely stunning to watch in rehearsals. You shine in this role. And I have no doubt everyone will be blown away by your performance. Thank you so much again, Catherine, for joining us today and giving us a peek into your process of embodying Sally Bowles. I'll let you go now. But again, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jonah. It's so much fun.
Thank you again to everyone listening. And a reminder, if you haven't yet, go get your tickets for Cabaret at the University of Kansas, running April 20th through April 30th on Stage 2 in the Crafton Prior Theater in Murphy Hall. You can either get tickets in person at the University Theater box office in Murphy Hall by calling the box office at 785-864-3982 or online at kutheater.com. We hope that you come dance with us in the Kit Kat Club very soon. So long.